So you know that for so long as I am your parish priest, you can predict that twice a year at Advent and at Lent, you will be getting a homily on the sacrament of confession. So it's just going to happen for as long as I'm here. What I want to do to start off with is I want to describe somebody. And I'm willing to bet that you will either recognize yourself or something of yourself in this description, or you will have a friend or a relative who fits this description. Okay. Have you noticed that there are some people who document their whole lives on Facebook? They are constantly pushing up pictures of everything that happens. But the thing is, they only ever put up the good stuff. So it's always pictures of them drinking Prosecco and laughing with friends on some sun-drenched balcony somewhere exotic, or mountains that they have climbed, or them swimming with dolphins. You know the sort of thing. People very seldom post photographs of bad stuff, before and after photos of their hernia operation. I don't use Facebook, but I do the same thing in a different way. If you were to come into my house, there are pictures on my mantelpiece of my brother's wedding, my family all smiling at my ordination to the priesthood. There's even one of me meeting the Pope, just to name drop a little. There are no pictures of me curled up in bed with toothache on my mantelpiece. But the truth is, life isn't really like that. If we are honest, we don't lead Facebook lives. There are things in our lives that go wrong, things with which we struggle, times we fail, and times of which we are ashamed. And justifiably, we don't want to put those stories on Facebook. But nonetheless, to stay sane, to pull ourselves together, to get ourselves back on track, we do need to tell those stories. Precisely to meet that need, to give us a place to tell the stories we don't want to publish on Facebook, God, through his church, gives us the beautiful sacrament of his mercy. We call it different things: reconciliation, penance, or confession, but it's always the same reality, a space for us to tell the unredacted truth about ourselves and encounter God's ineffable mercy, which gives us strength to pick ourselves up. Did you know that reconciliation comes from the Latin word for eyebrows? So if someone is supercilious, they always have raised eyebrows because they're looking down at you. And reconciliation, ciliation, comes from the same word. So to be reconciled, con meaning with, to be reconciled is just to be put eyebrow to eyebrow with somebody again, to be able to look them in the eye again. And isn't that a wonderful way of talking about this mystery? In this encounter, God just says to us, don't be ashamed. Don't hide yourself like Adam and Eve did in the garden. I forgive you. Look me in the eye again. Only a fool would say no to an invitation like that. And penance just comes from the Latin word pene, meaning almost. So this sacrament is when God says to us, almost, but not quite. Because often when we do the wrong thing, we're not pursuing what we recognize in the moment as evil. Usually when we do something bad, we're actually pursuing something good, but it isn't quite good enough. So, for example, if you think about those sins in the area of holy purity, it's not bad to want to feel loved and connected to others. In fact, it's positively good. Nor is it bad to want to experience that connectedness in a bodily way. I mean, how else are you going to experience it? As a mathematical abstraction? I don't think so. But the thing is, sometimes we look for that good in the wrong place, at the wrong time, with the wrong person, or in the wrong way. And when we bring these things to the Lord, he does not condemn us. He just looks at us and says, well, okay, almost, but not quite. Because what the Lord wants for us is so much bigger, so much better, so much more beautiful, and so much more noble. He says to us in this sacrament of penance, don't settle for the compromised appearance of what is good. Turn to me, and I will give you what is truly good. And finally, confession. See, confession isn't about speaking your sins out loud, primarily. For the first three centuries of Christianity, when Christians were still being persecuted by the Roman Empire, there were two types of saint. There were the martyrs who had given their lives for the faith, and there were the confessors who, although tortured, never denied the Lord. So they survived, although they underwent trial. And in that trial, they never denied the Lord. And so to be a confessor for the ancient church was to be one who spoke the truth about God, spoke the truth about who God is. And when we go to God with our weakness, we aren't really talking about our weakness. We're really saying our God and his love for us is bigger, stronger, and more important than my weakness. That is who my God is. And because that is who he is, I can go to him with my weakness. Let me put it in more human terms. Here's a question for you. When you were a kid, if you did something really bad, who would you tell first? Would you tell your mum or would you tell your dad first? So, for example, if you borrowed your parents' car and you scratched it whilst you were out, would you tell your mum or would you tell your dad first? I always used to tell my mum first because I knew that if I could make her laugh, I'd get away with it. My general experience is that women tend to tell their dads first. And when they do, they usually have a special little girl voice that they save for these occasions. So it's sort of, daddy, daddy, I've done. Blah, blah, blah. And at that point, of course, Dad's heart melts because he just sees his little girl in front of him. They don't use that trick on their mums because mums know that trick because they've probably used it themselves on their own dad at some point. But the point is that we tell the truth to those people we trust won't condemn us. And when God hears us tell the truth about ourselves and our struggles, he does not condemn us. He just loves us and pours his mercy out on us. That is who our God is. So, Advent is a time to prepare for Christmas. The best way to prepare is to open ourselves to the mystery of God's mercy. Reconciliation, penance, confession, call it whatever you like, but just go.